Okay, we left off on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph just to bring us back into the bring me back into the sugya. We saw a Mishnah over here on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah. Ra'uha medaberes imecha diyamru mativo shlish zeh ishponi v'koin Rabbi Gamliel v'Eliezer Omer ne'emenes Rabbi Yeshua Omer l'vifia anu chayin el harezo b'cheskas bulu l'nisnil mamzer shetabi raya l'dvareha and who adin in the situation of mu'uberes. Gemara deals with my medaberes. Are these two different inyanim or not? In any case, what we saw is that as opposed to the previous Mishnayos, which dealt with the world of mamonos, being motzi mamon, here we're dealing with the world of iser v'heter. And we have a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Gamliel says ne'emenes. We pointed out either that's because of the Tainas Bari. The Tainas Bari doesn't allow for a suffix. It's mafkiya, the latest a suffix. Or perhaps it's a cheskas kashrus, or we saw in Tosfos that maybe, and Rashi later on, maybe there's a migo, or maybe there's a sveik sveika, or maybe some combination of these, right? That we have a bari plus a chazaka, chazaka plus a migo. Anyway, that's Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yehoshua either disagrees in principle on any of these topics, or all of them. Or he could agree in principle, but simply ma'la asu biyuchsin, he could raise the ante, and so we have over here a different standard. So the bottom line is that Rabbi Gamliel is the mekel, and Rabbi Yehoshua is the machmir. In that context, the Gemara over here, Hamanas Isa, seems to be a sort of a slap in the face. Rami le avaye le rava umi amar Rabbi Yehoshua eino ne'emenes. Is Rabbi Yehoshua really the machmir? Or minhu heyid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lamanas Isa shikshera lekahuna. Amarle achi hashda. And it was achi hashda. Hasam isha nises bodekes v'nises. Hachla isha mezana bodekes umezana. Okay, in other words, where we may have had another factor of bodekes that's missing in our situation where we're not dealing with a nises. But then Rava comes and he complicates matters. Amar Rava derav Yeshua ad Rav Yeshua kasha derav Gamliel derav Gamliel lo kasha. Hakatani seif amar lem derav Gamliel kibalnu eduschem avol mana aser regaz Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai shel Lahoshi based in alkach shakohen nimshamim lahem lo rachek avol lo karev. Namely, that over here it appears Rav Gamliel is the one who's choshesh for maga asu biyosin. Rav Gamliel is the one who's raising the ante. Rav Yeshua may be correct meikar hadin, says Rav Gamliel. But we're machmir. Mala asu b'yuchsin. They were not mekabel such edus in order to be mekel. We're only going to be machmir, not going to be mekel. So it appears over here that Rabbi Gamliel is the one who is machmir. So on that, the Gemara says, Elam Arava, Rabbi Gamliel, lo kasha, hasam bari, hacha shema. Once already we moved over into Rabbi Gamliel being the Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Lo Kasha, Hasam Chad Sveika, Hacha Tre Sveika. Then the Gemara gives us a summary. Hilka, Li Rabbi Gamliel Olim Le Bari, Afilu B'Chad Sveika, Nami Machshir, V'Kil Le Shema, Afilu B'Sveik Sveika, Nami Pasil. Rabbi Yeshua Olim Le Chad Sveika, Afilu B'Bari, Nami Pasil. Kiel le sveik sveika afilu b'shema nami machshir. Question is, what happened to our previous equation when we're in the wake of this sugya? Namely, that clearly up to this point we saw Rabbi Gamliel being mekel, Rabbi Yeshua being machmir. Rabbi Yeshua was holding the banner of maga asu b'yuchsin. He pointed out everyone agrees with the principle of maga asu b'yuchsin. But Rabbi Yeshua took it to an nth degree. Now, all of a sudden, this sugya, everything appears to be topsy-turvy. Over here, Rabbi Gamliel appears to be the Mahmir, and Rabbi Yeshua appears to be the Mekel. So the question is, what over here, do we have over here a question of a rule and an exception? And then we'd have to ask, what is the rule and what is the exception? Maybe everything we saw previously was only an optical illusion. Maybe this is the rule, and our Mishnah is the exception. Or do we say no, that our Mishnah is the rule, and this is the exception? Or somehow, can we get around this problem in another manner by pointing out it's not a question of a rule and an exception, but rather that we have over here a certain consistency, that we're following through. And when we follow through, if we're machmir in A, we're going to be mekel in B, and if we're machmir in B, we're going to be mekel in A. Yeah, that's the framework I'd like to discuss with you this morning for a few minutes. Again, the looking at things on the surface, just reading through the Gemara on the surface, it appears that we are all of a sudden switching directions. We had been barreling down a highway in which Rabbi Gamliel was mekel and Rabbi Yeshua was machmir, and all of a sudden we see coming in the other direction the opposite situation, where Rabbi Yeshua is the mekel and Rabbi Gamliel is the machmir. And the question is, which of these is the real highway? Which of these is the real road? And so that could be viewed theoretically from two perspectives. You could say, well, everything we've been dealing up to now has been the rule. Everything has been the rule. But what? We have one exception. We have one exception. In other words, generally, Rabbi Yeshua is a machmir. He holds the banner of Ma'alo Asu B'Yuchsin. However, in one case, he doesn't hold that banner. What's the one case where he doesn't hold that banner? Why? I mean, what's unique about Aman Asisa? A Sveik-Sveika. Namely, that in Sveik-Sveika, we don't say Ma'alo Asu B'Yuchsin. And then now we go back to our discussion of Sveik-Sveika, what's unique about Sveik-Sveika, because so-called if Sveik-Sveika is just a din of Rov, so we already saw that Rabbi Yeshua overrides Rov. Rabbi Yeshua is posel, even in the case of Rov Ksherim, that we saw in the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Adays. And so somehow we have to say, oh, here Sveik-Sveika goes beyond Rov. Okay, so that's one option, that in Sveik-Sveika, that's the one exception. But generally, our rule holds tight. Or we could say no, that up to now is just an optical illusion. That really, Rabbi Yeshua is the Mekel, and Rabbi Gamliel is the Machmir. Whenever you have a Safek, really, that's the situation. Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel, and Rabbi Gamliel is Machmir. But what? What is the exception to the rule? When is Rabbi Gamliel going to be Mekel? In Bari, right? The Gemara over here. The Gemara says that that's between Bari and Shema. That in Bari, that's where Rabbi Gamliel says there's no way there's a suffix. Whenever there's a suffix, we're going to be machmir, says Rabbi Gamliel. And when we're going to be machmir, we're going to be machmir even in a sveik-sveika. We're going to be machmir all the way. The rule of Rabbi Gamliel is basically to be machmir. However, when we have a case of a Bari, there's no suffix, there's no reason to be machmir. But really, Rabbi Gamliel is the one who's generally machmir. And that's what we see over here. He's machmir even in a case of sveik-sveika. He's machmir in a case of safek, machmir in a case of sveik-sveika. And Rabbi Yeshua is really the mekel, generally. Just that on the world of Bari over there, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel have a local machlokas as to whether Bari creates a safek or Bari doesn't create a safek. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Bari creates a safek, and so we're machmir. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Bari doesn't create a safek, and so we are mekel. So you can pull it either way. In other words, that's just saying that you have to sort of choose your weapon. You have to choose who is the machmir. Is Rabbi Gamliel the machmir? Is Rabbi Yeshua the machmir? That's one way of viewing it. And then you can see it in two directions. You can say that really Rabbi Yeshua is the machmir, except Sveik-Sveika is different. Or you could say really Rabbi Gamliel is the machmir, but Bari is different. However, I saw last night, one of my children learned by one of the sons-in-laws of Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz, and they published a shiurim in a booklet that was put out by his yeshiva, and he had dafka a vort on the sugya, and it was what I was looking for, because it put two things together. Namely, it's not a question of there being an exception to the rule. The question is, which way do we make the exception? But rather, you could take it in the other direction. You could take it that really, we have over here a certain consistency. We have a consistency that if you are going to be machmir in Bari, then you are going to be mekel in Sveik-Sveika. And if you're going to be mekel in Bari, then you're going to be machmir in Sveik-Sveika. I mean, it's not a question over here of one being the rule, one being the exception, but rather that these two machlokot between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, the machlokas as to whether we say by Bari ne'emenes or eino ne'emenes, the machlokas as to whether we say by Sveik-Sveika ne'emenes or eino ne'emenes, these two are linked logically, that if I am machmir in A, then logically I am mekel in B. If I am machmir in B, then logically I am mekel in A. What linkage could there possibly be between Bari and Sveik Sveika that we would view these as two sides of the coin? That if this is heads and this is tails. If I'm mekel on the heads, I'll be machmir on the tails. And if I'm mekel on the tails, I'm going to be machmir on the heads. Why should these two be linked? Achara, Bari is one factor. Sveik Sveik is a totally different factor. Why should the two be linked? What I want to suggest now is that maybe Rabban Gamliel, who is mekel by Bari, bedafka he'll be machmir by Sveik Sveika. Mashenkin Rabbi Yoshua, who is machmir by Bari, bedafka he'll be mekel by Sveik Sveika. That these two, which that if we could set up a formula for Rabbi Yoshua, that would one formula explain these two. I set up a formula for Rabban Gamliel, that one formula would explain these two. What formulas could we possibly set up that would bring in these two disparate factors under one roof? You understand what's going on? And what's up to now, we said, kind of read this, there's a steer, and you have to choose what's the rule and what's the exception. But it's an exception. Either Sveik is an exception or Bari is an exception. And then the question is, which is the rule and which is the exception? Who generally is more machmir, who generally is more mekel? That's up to now. But now we're down and want to suggest that maybe no. Maybe the two are linked. I mean, nakamina, of course, will be in terms of halacha. Can someone be machmir like both sides, or if you're paskening like Rabban Gamliel, do you have to necessarily be consistent in the two psakim? Let's start off by saying that everyone agrees ma'ala asu biyuchsin. Okay? Everyone has such a principle of ma'ala asu biyuchsin. The question is, what does ma'ala asu biyuchsin tell us? How will we define the chumrah of ma'ala asu biyuchsin? Let's start off with Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, what does ma'ala asu biyuchsin tell us? That according to Rabbi Yeshua, Bari won't work, Chazaka won't work, Rov won't work. What is Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin telling us? That none of these factors will work. That we'll ignore all of these factors. We don't care that she says, Tanya's Bari, but Nipiyanu Chayim. We don't care that she has a Cheskas Kashrus. We don't care that there is a Migo. We don't care that there is a Rov. Yes? Say it a little sharper. And what's up, Kosov?
She herself wasn't straight. So it doesn't matter what happens. We're here, it's not
hard. So we have a suffix. We have a suffix. This woman is pregnant. We have a suffix. Who was the Boel? We have a suffix. How would Rabbi Yeshua formulate the definition of that suffix such that we don't care if there's a Titus Bari, we don't care if there's a Chazaka, we don't care if there's a Rove, etc.? The Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin did what to that suffix? It turned it into what? Into a Vada. Excellent. And with Ma'ala, generally, we have rules. When you have a suffix, the Torah gives us all sorts of hachra'ot. Acharav M'lahatos, we go after Chazaka, Bari B'Shema Bari Adif. We have all sorts of hachra'ot when we have sfeikot. We have a Din Aved Echad Neman B'Yisurim. Whenever you have sfeikot, we have all sorts of hachra'ot. However, says Rabbi Yeshua, maybe those hachra'ot will work by Eishes Yisrael. Maybe those hachra'ot will work in the world of Chametz on Pesach. They'll work in other areas of Iser Veheter in terms of Gitin. But the moment we're dealing with Kohen, Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin, we turn every suffix into a Vadai. We turn every suffix into a Vadai. So who cares about Bari? Who cares about Rov? Who cares about Chazaka? Who cares about this? Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin. But what didn't we turn into a Vadai? Our disugi over here, we turn every suffix into a vadai, but what don't we turn into a vadai? A space faker. Right? In other words, that this is consistent. The Rabbi Yoshua tells us that one suffix we turn into a vadai. Two svekot remain a suffix. Once we say two svekot remain a suffix, then we have a cheskas kashrus, then we have a migo, then we have a bari plus a chazak, whatever you want. In other words, that we're saying that every suffix is a vadai, but we never said that a sveik sveika is a vadai, and so ma'ala asu biyuchsin has its limit. Its limit is hacha chad sveika, hacha tre sveike. Right? And then Rabbi Yeshua, all the chad sfeika, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, when you have a chad sfeika, that's like a vadai, therefore afilu bebari nami pasil. V'kil rei sfeik sfeika, afilu b'shema nami machshir. Once we get to a sfeik sfeika, that's a classic suffix. We have rules of achra. And those rules of achra will bring us about to a situation over here of ne'amonos, of tahara, of hakashrus, of a chule. But when we're dealing with, when are we machmir? We're machmir in chad sfeika. Rabbi Yeshua olim le chad sfeika. So that's the mala asu biyuchsin of Rabbi Yeshua. That mala asu biyuchsin would explain the whole sugya, including this, that amonas isa is not an exception. Amonas isa is part of the rule. The rule is every suffik is a vadai, but a sfeik sfeik is not a vadai. So the moment a suffik is a vadai, it's automatically possible no matter what. The moment that a sfeik sfeik is not a vadai, so then we can apply the rules of hakra to be machshir the blood. However, according to Rabban Gamliel, let's take the other side, just a minute. Let's take the other side. According to Rabban Gamliel, how would he learn ma'ala asu b'yuchsin? How would Rabban Gamliel learn ma'ala asu b'yuchsin? He also agrees ma'ala asu b'yuchsin. We see the ramifications of Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin by Amonas Isa. He says, Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin, even in the Sfeik Sfeika, we're going to be Machmir. What? That, yes? Exactly. We said, Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin, according to Rabban Gamliel, tells us, that whenever we have a suffix, yes, I'm sorry, yeah? You could say that, but I don't know if you have to come out that way. But in any situation that we have a suffix, if we have, you know, Amonas Isa, we have an objective suffix. Whenever you have an objective suffix, so Chazal were metakein that the suffix will always remain a suffix. You have to come on to the fact that the suffix will always remain a suffix. Whenever you have a suffix, that suffix will remain a suffix. And therefore, over here, where we have a suffix, where we have a shema, even a sfeik sfeika nami pasul, the moment you have an objective suffix, the suffix always remains a suffix. Masha enke, when you have a tainas bari, then we pointed out that there's no latest suffix. The tainas bari doesn't allow for latest suffix. So Rabbi Gamliel, lo kasha. Hasam bari, hacha shema. Hilkach Rabbi Gamliel, olim le bari, afilu b'chad sfeika nami machshir, because when we have bari, it's not considered to be a suffix. However, the moment that kilei shema, the moment you have a suffix, afilu b'sfeik sfeika nami pasil. So, we have different formulations of ma'ala asu b'yuchsin. According to Rabbi Yeshua, ma'ala asu b'yuchsin is that we turn a suffix into a vadai, but we never turn a sfeik sfeika into a vadai. According to Rabbi Gamliel, ma'ala asu b'yuchsin is that a suffix remains a suffix. Chayavim l'stafik, a suffix was always going to remain a suffix. However, when you have tanas bari, then there's no way to suffix. So then, we have over here a consistency. We have over here a consistency, not a question of being machnir or being mekel. They both hold ma'ala aslu b'yuchsin with different formulations. Each formulation has within it a kula and a chumra. Yes?
In Rashi,
I'm sorry, David, you wanted to ask something before you?
Yeah. In Rashi, the Ramaskil al Kach.
Yes.
According to Rabban Gamliel, Latir Lakuna de Vada Asura. So it seems like even according to Rabban Gamliel, the sex, it's turned into a Vada Asura.
No, that Vada is not a Vada of Suffolk, it's Vada. He'll come out. Kibano even though kibalnu eduschem, it's going from the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah, in other words, that in the Mishnah in Eduyos it says, "For haregozar kibalnu eduschem mana aseh haregozar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelo hoshiv bezdin al kach." To be matir the almanas isa lekahuna. Why? Shakohanim shamam lehem lerachik avalu lekarev. And so Rashi explains that in this situation, kohanim shamam lehem the vaday asura, and we have a kabbalah from Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai that there is no ability over here of being matir. I don't know if the word vaday over here means asur betor vaday, but rather that she is a vaday asura, that there is no question over here that she is asura. It'll be the word vaday in terms of no question, not in terms of suffix or vaday thing. It's simply pshat in the Mishnah. Yes, Josh.
In order for this to work, we have to bank on sort of the definitions you gave us and how the version works. Only one of the four said that.
Right.
Right. And that year, you seem very, very hesitant to accept that shot.
Yeah, but
it's very unlikely that. Yeah,
but in a later shiur, in Achinami, that we said when we dealt with the world of Mamonos in Toin Venitan, when we got to the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, so we pointed out that was the only way we could learn it, the only way we could understand Rabbi Gamliel, the only form of being Ma'amin on Tanis Bari was say there's only the Sasafik. We want to distinguish between Yisur Veheter and Mamonos, that in the world of Mamonos in Achinami. And when you have Easter, which stems from Mamonos, in Achinami, that's pushing it very, very far. However, when you move up to the world of pure Easter Veheter, then that formulation fits into the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah?
Why exactly,
according
to Rabban Gamliel, do we need Mamonos and Yilson if he'll just look for it? If you have a Sfakir, and the Akhura is Makir is Sfakir, so that makes him to whatever it's Bari, why is it more like a Shema somehow plays a bigger role in that someone can make more Shema without Shema you have a Sfarik and Bari is not being a Sfarik, but the Migul, the Chazon, why do you need Mala Asubi Yulsin to keep it as a Sfarik?
We need Mala Asubi Yulsin to neutralize all of the factors that are over here. We're dealing B'chol HaTorah Kula, a Sfeik Sfeika is Machriya Lekula, a Cheskas Kashrus is Machriya Lekula. So with this Almanas Isa has a Cheskas Kashrus, this Almanas Isa, there's a Sveik Sveika, Mapitom that we should Asur the individual. So we say, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, we have a concept of Mala Asu B'yuchsin. However, not when you have a Tainas Bari. Tainas Bari is no Letus HaSafik. And the moment we have Letus HaSafik, then it remains a Safik. Remains a Safik. Yeah?
That
is Bara Machriya Lekula, B'chol HaTorah Kula. Mala Asu B'yuchsin Zuchum. They both agree. Again, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, we pointed out, both agree with the concept of Mala Asu B'yuchsin. However, as opposed to saying that the Mala Asu B'yuchsin of Rabbi Gamliel is that one of them is more machmir, one of them is less machmir, and appears that Rabbi Gamliel is more makil, and all of a sudden Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, it appears that Rabbi Yoshua is more makil, rather than having a question of what's the rule and what's the exception, simply each of them formulate Mala Asu B'yuchsin differently, such that we have over here a consistency. Each of them within their Mala Asu B'yuchsin is going to come out that if over here you're makil, over here you're machmir, or over here you're machmir, over here you're makil. Because they have a different formulation of Ma'ala Asu B'yuchsin. Tachay. However, everything we're saying now is only according to one Perush on Almanas Isa. Namely, what we're doing up to now, we're talking about the world of Sveik Sveika, like we classically know the world of Sveik Sveika. It's the world of Sveik Sveika of Yeredeya Siman Kufyut, where you have a situation of a Safek Nevela that fell into a Tarovis, and now you don't know whether this piece is a piece that fell in. Is this really nevela? That's In other words, we're saying that over here Rabbi Yoshua is Mekilon and Rabbi Gamliel is Makron. A classic Sveik Sveika. However, who learns our Sugya as being a classic Sveik Sveika? If Machlokas Rishonim had to learn Amanas Issa, where do we find a formulation of Amanas Issa as a classic Sveik Sveika? Who has such a formulation? A classic Sveik Sveika.
Second opinion in Rashi?
Second opinion in Rashi. That's the second shattered Rashi. Let's look in Rashi, Trey Sveik, okay? That's Rav Yosef Tuv Elam. Rav Yosef Tuv Elam was a Rishon, French Rishon. What was his name in French? What's Tuv Elam in French? Bonfi, okay? Bonfield, F-I-L-S, if you want to say in English. Bonfields, right? Bonfi, right? Rav Yosef Tuv Elam, Rav Yosef Bonfi. Where it's that he was a contemporary of Rashi, and v'divrei Rav Yosef Tuv Elam Matzasi, Amanas Issa, Isha Shahaya Ba'ala Sveik Sveika, a classic Sveik Sveika, Kagon. Shenizgarsha Imo, Mi Ba'ala Rishon Safek Karevla, Safek Karevla. So we have over here a Safek Grusha, or Safek Future Amana. Umeis Betoch Shrosha Chadashim V'Niseit L'Kohen, Toch Shrosha Chadashim V'Yolda Etzeh, Safek Ubentisha L'Rishon V'Kasher, Afilu Hayasam Gureshet, this was before the get. Or maybe it's from after the get, and then we have a Sveik Sveika. So we have over here a Safek as to whether this woman is a Grusha or an Amana, a Safek as to whether this child was born before she became a Grusha. Even if she really is a Grusha, maybe he was born before the Safek Gerushin. That's a classic Sveik Sveika. That's an Ukimta of a classic Sveik Sveika. And then what does the phrase Issa mean under those circumstances? Why use the mashal of dough? Because what do you have in dough? A lot of ingredients. So here you have ingredients. We have an ingredient of a get, and we have an ingredient of Shlosha Chadashim. We have a lot of ingredients. So if you learn like that second Shad and Rashi, then what we set up to now makes sense. Then we have over here a classic Sveik Sveika, and then we have Machlokas Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel, whether Mala Asu B'Yuchsin applies to this classic Sveik Sveika or not. According to Rav Gamliel, we're Machmir. According to Rav Yeshua, we're Mekel. However, the first Pshat in Rashi has nothing to do with the classic Sveik Sveika. What is the first Pshat in Rashi? Trei Sveika. Imo shel Safek Chalol Zeh Ba Nolad HaSafek V'hi Atzma Lo Ne'esra Ela Misafek V'zo Sheba'a Machmat Bina Karila Sveik Sveika. What is going on over here? Who is the Sveik Sveika over here? The Almana. The Almana, in other words, the mother of the Safek Chalal, she is called a Sveik Sveika.
The wife of the Safek Chalal
is called a Sveik Sveika. How would you translate the phrase Sveik Sveika over here?
Generation removed.
Right. Safek once removed, right? That we have a Safek on the Chalal, and it's once removed when we're dealing with the mother. That's nothing to do with Sveik Sveika. What over here is the real question?
If she's a Chalal.
What over here is the real question?
Karvlo, Karvlo.
Hmm?
The original Safek,
we only have one suffix. We only have one suffix of karavla, suffix karavla. So why then would we distinguish between the kohen and his wife? Why again? This we have over here the mother. We have over here the mother of the kohen. We have a suffix. She's megoresh. The suffix. She's an almana. And then she has a son who is, because of the Safek, he's a Safek Chagal. And who is the Amonas Issa?
His wife.
It's called his wife. Trei Sveike. Imo shel Safek Chagal Zeh. Ba Nolad HaSafek. Vihi Atzma lo ne'esra ela misafek v'zo sheba'a machmat bina kori la sfek sfeka. Zo sheba machmat bina is the
wife.
That's what you understood. The wife. What over here is the question? Why call this woman a sfeik sfeika? What does sfeik sfeika mean? I mean, okay, so we say it means a suffix once removed. What over here is the question?
Does she have a cheskas kashrut?
Does who have a cheskas kashrut?
The wife. The wife has a cheskas kashrut, so that is later the suffix, but she had a cheskas kashrut maker. So does that really punish her cheskas kashrut? I mean, the husband was, from the beginning, he was a suffix.
Right.
She was born with a cheskas kashrut, only when she became married, but it became an issue.
So over here, sfeik sfeika basically means cheskas kashrus. Yes? In other words, that when we're dealing with an individual who has no cheskas kashrus, then we're machmir. When we're dealing with someone who has a cheskas kashrus, then we're mekel. That's what you want to say. That's what according to the first part of Rashi. Let's look in the Rashash. The Rashash in the back was, I think what you're saying is what he said. Dira Maskil Trace Fake, eh? You have it? Dafidala Madalka, it's about the fourth Dira Maskil. Zo Shabos Mahmat Bina, Korilay Sfake Seka, Tamur, the gross Lazes Sfake Sfaka, Halawakol Toli, the Safik Echad, and his Garishi Emo Olo, Gam Koshe, Le Hoshev Gam Oso, Begam Koshe, Le Hoshev Gam Oso. I mean, why call this woman the sfeik sfeika? Let's call the original amana the suffik. Let's call the suffik chagal the sfeik sfeika. Let's call his wife the third suffik. V'yoser kasha diimken gam bito tit kasher shegam pisula ba machmato. Uveperak asara yuchsin mashma dehi pisula kulei alma. That's what Tosis points out. So it doesn't go necessarily by being removed or more removed and more removed. L'chein dirali, diritzono lomar, shebekol echad yesh chazaka neged hasafek. V'le'imo shenolad ba hasafek, hayeta cheskas ena grusha. U'la'almanaso yesh gamken cheskas kashrus. Mash'en kein bo u'bebito leka shum chazaka. V'hu kein shetirtzu atoso duperusha. Namely, that sfeik sfeika over here doesn't mean sfeik sfeika. Sfeik sfeika over here means that when we have a cheskas kashrus that enters into the equation, then we'll be mekel. So this has nothing to do with the formulations that we gave earlier. This goes back to our questions of who has a cheskas kashrus, what happens to the cheskas kashrus, is there a reyus on the cheskas kashrus? Is not a reyus on the cheskas kashrus? So everything that we said fits into the second chat of Rashi. It doesn't at all fit into the first chat of Rashi, where the phrase "treis feke" is really not a classic sfeik sfeika, but rather it's based on cheskas kashrus. Yes?
Just a question. He says kein shitir to atosus. I thought Tosus was saying at the end here that you need the cheskas kashrus plus the sfeik sfeika.
Tosus at the end says that you can only apply the sfeik sfeika in a situation where you have a cheskas kashrus.
So you need both. It's not
correct. It's not the same. Yeah, not the same. Yes.
So we said that the sfeik sfeika is about the mom or about the
father? There's no sfeik sfeika.
I'm saying that when we say the cheskas kashrus,
the cheskas kashrus is for the original almana and for the new almana. Whereas both almanot, the original almana, the mother of the sfeik chagal, and the wife of the sfeik chagal, they both have a cheskas kashrut. Mashenk and the Safik Chalal and his daughter neither have a cheskas kashrus. They were both born under a shadow. The Safik Chalal was born under a shadow that maybe his mother was a grusha. The bat was born under a shadow that maybe her father is a chalal. However, the original almana, she had a cheskas kashrut, and the new almana, she also had a cheskas kashrut before she got married.
We're seeing this within Rashi?
Within Rashi.
Doesn't Rashi refer to the father?
That's what I asked. In other words, Zo Sheba Amachmat Bina. Who is this Zo Sheba Amachmat Bina? L'chora, the Gemara speaks about Amonat Isa. We're talking about an Amona. So Tosus brings up the fact, should the baby be different or should the baby not be different? But at L'chora, when Rashi says the word Vizo Sheba Amachmat Bina, we're referring to the Almana of the Safek Chalal. Tosos, however, has a totally different shot. Yes?
Now, the Shita quotes this answer in the shame of Kuntrisin.
Yes.
Is that what it's
Rashi.
That's Rashi? Meaning this specific answer of two chazakas? I mean, he says his answer of two chazakas. He says it, he's quoting Kuntrisin giving that answer. That's Rashi saying? That's Rashi saying it?
That's the quote of Rashash. That's what shot in Rashi. Yes?
So I understand. The Rashash is going to explain the lashon of Tres Veikir, or is he explaining why the lamedus works out the way it does, or both?
He is pointing out that we're not dealing over here with a Sveik Sveika at all. That the language of Tres Sveika means that we've gone to a woman who has a Cheskas Kashrus. We've moved over to a woman who has a Cheskas Kashrus. And that's why it's unique. In other words, that simply the whole formulation over here of Tres Sveika is a borrowed formulation. He doesn't explain Rashi. He doesn't explain the language. He just points out you can't learn a Kipshuto, and therefore, l'chora, this is what Rashi meant. Trei sveikin means that we have a safek and a cheskas kashrus. That's a trei sveikin. You have a safek and you have a cheskas kashrus. So that's the equivalent of trei sveikin, that we have two factors to be mekel. So when we have this suffix and the cheskas kashrus, then we're mekel, when you have that combination. That's what the trei over here. Trei means you have two factors to be mekel. Again, this doesn't, what we said previously was that according to Rav Yeshua, whenever you have a suffix, it's a vadai. So that wouldn't make sense. So if you have a suffix, it's a vadai. So what if you have a cheskas kashrus? That only fits in if you have a real sveik, like the second, like Rav Yosef Tuvela. However, the moment that we're dealing with the first kind of Rashi, it doesn't fit in at all. Then we have to understand that we have over here an exception. The question is, which is the rule, which is the exception, like we said previously.
Doesn't mean two chazakos?
What two chazakos?
Yeah, that's what Rashi is saying. There's a chazaka on the mother.
Sorry. Safek.
No, yeah, the chazaka is one. You know, you have a safek is the chazaka. So that's one. That's one thing. And then you have the second safek of the new amana of the safek halal. And she has a chazaka also that she's coming in with.
You want to combine the chazaka of the original Amana and the chazaka of this woman?
No,
I don't think Rashi is saying that at all. He's saying that we have two women, each of whom has a cheskas kashrus, and we have two individuals, neither of whom has a cheskas kashrus. The safek chalal and the daughter neither have a cheskas kashrus. Masha'en came the original Amana. Let me read it again. Maybe I'm wrong. Zosheba machmas bina korele sveik sveika. Tamu al likrosle says sveik sveika. Halo akol toli the suffix efen is garsha imo olo. Kosha, the yoser kosha di imken gambito. Verkin al mashmente he. Vachain nearly di ritsono lomar. Di bechol echad in each one. And it's in separate. Yesh chazaka neged ha suffix. The le imo shenolad ba ha suffix. Koyeta chazaka shenagrusha. Omanaso yesh gamken cheskas kashrus. Mashain came. Bo ubebito lekashum chazaka. But who can shatir to atosvos leperusham? I think he's saying that the almanas isa, both the almanas isa, she has a cheskas kashrus, and therefore she is different. Just as the original almana had a cheskas kashrus, she has a cheskas kashrus. Mashein came the chala, the suffix chalal vito, they have no chazakot. That is, it's called a sveik sveika. That we have, in other words, that the ben has a suffix, and his wife has a chazaka. So the suffix and the chazaka, that's like trace fake. It's two reasons to be mekel. So therefore, we're mekel on the almanas isa, because as opposed to the chalal, where we only have a suffix, here we have a suffix plus a chazaka. Okay, let's move over to Tosfos. Tosfos, however, has a whole different understanding of the concept of isa. Isa is not a person, according to Tosfos. That's his basic disagreement with Rashi. Isa does lashon Isa ain lashon Isa nofel al adam echad. We have other concepts of Isa in Chas. Isa doesn't relate to a person. What does Isa relate to? A mishpacha, a society, a country. Isa relates to some to some social unit. You have a social unit. In this case, it happens to be a mishpacha that we're talking about. But it's a social unit. A social unit could be America. A social unit could be Bavel. A social unit could be the city of New York. A social unit could be a family. You have a social unit, and what happens in the social unit? Somewhere in this social unit, you have a suffix. In the social unit, you have mixed in a suffix. And now we have a suffix as to whether this individual is the suffix within the social unit. Why do I say this is not the classic sfeik sfeika? As follows. That what Tosus has done is that he has put this Gemara into a ma'arechet that we find in Shas of situations where Chazal took a situation that had a suffix in it and turned it into a vadai. Chazal many times take a situation of a suffix and they give it a chalosh shem. They give it a certain halachic status. No longer as a suffix, but as a vadai drabana. Let me give you an example. Let's say beit pras. What's beit pras? That we have a field, and we have a kever that was in that field, and then people forgot the kever was in the field, and they plowed the whole field. And now we have a question that maybe the bones of the kever have spread among the field. This whole field now is aser drabanan. It's tamei midrabanan. I mean, because of a chshash, maybe there's a bone here, maybe there's a bone here, maybe there's a bone here. Because of a chshash of a bone, they turn this whole sada into a tumma midrabanan. The whole sada is tamei midrabanan. They created a vadai drabanan because of a suffix. Or another example, dmai. Yeah.
That the way you're planning it, but actually what it means is the field is not a suffix. In this field there is a suffix. And when I walk around, I don't know where I'm walking. I may be walking on that vadai. So I don't know if you can express it that the field is a suffix or there is a suffix in the field.
Because there is a suffix in the field.
I mean there is a vadai in the field.
Because there is a There's not a vadai. Maybe all the bones are crushed to be smaller than would be metame. Because we have a suffix in the field, therefore they were kovea. The entire field is being vadai tamei midrabanan. Anyone who walks through that field is vadai tamei midrabanan. It's not a suffix d'oraisa. It's vadai midrabanan or dmai. Right? That in the time of. Who was the one who was one of the Kohanim Gedolim, right? Yochanan Kohen Gadol, which he saw the people were very makbid on being mafresh chuma. They were not that makbid on being mafresh maasrot. So if you bought something in the shuk, you had a suffix as to whether maasrot were taken from it or not. So Chazal were koveya that anything you buy in the shuk has a status of demai. And midrabanan, it's vadei chayav to be mafresh ma'asrot. And they took, because we have a suffix involved in the matter, because there's a suffix whether where you were or you weren't, so Chazal were koveya, they built a box, this is vadei drabanan. Or another, we have demai, learning in Nida, a ketem. Right? All of a sudden a woman finds a stain. And there was no hargasha. No hargasha. It means that the chora, you know, it's what's the problem? But we're afraid maybe argasha v'lava daita. Maybe there was hargasha. She just didn't notice it. So we have a suffix. We have a suffix. Maybe this really is damnida. So Chazal were koveya that every ketem is vadei tamei drabanan. Every ketem is vadei tamei drabanan. In other words, that they took the suffix and turned it into a vadai drabana.
What if we left the svekas as they were? What if they weren't kaveh? Just left them as svekas the raisa.
I'll give you the nafkamina in a minute. The nafkamina we'll see in a minute. Hu hadin in terms of there's. There's Gemara Msachim on Daf Tesem and Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Tes tziburim shel matza ve'echad shel chametz. Okay, they were talking over here on the night of Bedikas Chametz. The person has outside of his house 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. And he checked his house. His house is already baduk. And then asa achbar v'shakal and ran into the house. V'lo yadin an imatzah shakal ichametz shakal. So Gemara says that's a case of kavua. That's a case of kavua. Kavua is kemechza al mechza, and therefore the house has to be now checked again, because 50% that the achbar took chametz into the house. So the question is, we have a suffix, so we check the house again. So we have a hokus rishonim. What if this person already did bitul? What if this person already did bitul? He was already mevatel all the chametz in his house. So if he's already mevatel, so then the chiyuv of bedika now is only drabana. If he wasn't yet mevatel, then the chiyuv of bedika is daraisa. If he was already mevatel, the chiyuv of bedika is drabana. And now we have a suffik drabana. So let's simply say suffik drabana lekula and forget about it. So there's a ravid over here on the rif. The ravid is on the hey amad aleph. It's a very famous ravid because he uses a phrase. The ravid says that even had there been bitul, b'cholzot, you still have to be bodik again. Why? The time of the milsa, I'm quoting in the Ravid on the Peyimid Aleph in pages of the Rif, it's about 6 lines from the bottom of the page, in the right hand column. The time of the milsa, mishum de'ikar b'diko al hasafek nitkana, u'mishum hachi chada sfeika lo mifka'a la, kol hecha de'ika vade ayo v'chada besa u'mafik le me chazaka. Why do we have a concept of bedika? Because of suffik. Maybe there's still chametz left in the house. So that suffik, Rabbanan turns into a vadai. That noise, Rabbanan turned it into a vadai. And then we don't apply the rule of suffik Rabbanan lekula when we have such a vadai. It's not a classic situation of suffik. Namely that over here, when you have a suffik, that Rabbanan turned into a vadai, that has a separate chalot shem. That's what we have over here, according to Tosfos, by Almanas Isa. And we have an Isa. We have a family Goldstein. The family Goldstein, we have a problem that a Suffolk Chalal entered into this family Goldstein. We have no idea who the Suffolk Chalal is. We know that someone in the Goldstein family is a Suffolk Chalal. So we have a Chshash. So Rabbanan gave a shame to that entire family of Suffolk Chalal. That whole family has now a status of Suffolk Chalal. Because there may have been a Suffolk Chalal that entered into the family, the whole family now has this Chalot Shem, this Halachic status of Isa. What is then the question of Almanas Isa? Almanas Isa, we have a woman who marries a member of the family. So here we have a question. Maybe this member of the family is really the Chalal. And even if he is, maybe he's really not a chalal, right? And we have a suffik chalal that entered the family. So maybe she married the suffik chalal. And even if she married the suffik chalal, maybe the suffik chalal is not a chalal. Do we say over here the rule of sfeik sfeika or not? Do we apply sfeik sfeika to this situation which began as a suffik and Rabbanan turned into a vadai? So that's a machlokas. That's over here what the Ravid is talking about. The Ravid suggests that since Rabbanan turned this into a vadai, you can't build this fake sfeika. Because the first suffik was turned into a vadai. Right? You have a suffik based apras, it was turned into a vadai drabanan. You have a suffik nida, it was turned into a keta. You have a suffik where there were makrish maestros, it was turned into dumai. You have a suffik as to whether you have over here chametz, it was turned into a chiyuv bedika. In other words, the first suffik, Chazal viewed as a vadai. The question is, can that suffik that Chazal viewed as a vadai now be mitztaref to a second suffik to create a sfeik sfeika? That's the machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. That's the machlokas over here, as according to Tosfos, between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. Can we create a sfeik sfeika in a situation where Rabbanan started with a suffek and turned the suffek into a vadai? Do we say that when they turn the suffek into a vadai, that's when it stands on its own? But when it can combine with another suffek, it's a sfeik sfeika. Or do we say since they turned the first suffek into a vadai, it doesn't lend itself any longer to being combined with another suffek to create a sfeik sfeika? That they call that entire family, in other words, they gave that entire family a shame, Safek Chagal. The same way that they created a concept of Dmai, the same way they created a concept of Bedikas Chameitz, the same way they created a concept of Ketem, the same way they created a concept of Beit HaPras. So also over here they created a concept called Isa, called Mishpachat Safek Chagal. And then the question is, now we have an almanat Isa, can we take this almana and say, well, she, you know, and build a sfeik sfeika, and say, safek, that whether this is the person or not. And even if it's the person, maybe this person was really not a chalul in the first place. Once Rabbanan gave a status to this family, can we still build a sfeik sfeika? Because why did the status come about? Status came about because of a safek. Rabbanan turned the suffix into a vadai. Is it only a vadai in a vacuum, or is it also considered to be a vadai that doesn't lend itself to be combined to another suffix? Let me give you an example. By Keter, let's say we have a suffix. If this was a Keter, so can we say now we have a sfeik sfeika? Suffix. Let's say, for example, there was a stain on a woman's underwear. And it went to the laundry. And now the stain is already gone. We don't know. Maybe it was blood, maybe it wasn't blood. There was no hargasha. So can we say that over here we have a sfeik sfeika? Safeg, maybe it was not the right size, the wrong color, etc. And even if it had been the right size, but that itself was a safeg, whether that was nitis, because there was no hargasha. So let's build a sfeik sfeika. Or do we say, no, a ketem is vadei drabana, and now we have a safek drabana. Safek drabana. So it's a question. Is chazik yisura lo? Is chazik yisura comes under different realms? In other words, do we view it as a safek drabana, or do we view it as a sfeik sfeika? Can you build a sfeik sfeika in this situation? The Rabbanan have the power. They have the power of saying that because we have over here a problem, we'll say this is Vaday Osir Drabbanan. They took a suffix, Doraisa, and turned it into a Vaday Drabbanan. The question is, were they Machkia the same suffix, and now it's a Vaday Drabbanan, and now you have a suffix on this Vaday Drabbanan, and that has its own rules. Sometimes Sfeika Drabbanan Lakula, sometimes Sfeika Drabbanan Lakula. Or can we say, you began as a suffix, and now you have a new suffix, that's already a Sfeik Sfeika. And Sfeik Sfeik is Vaday Mutar. You can never make something into a Vaday Doraisa.
But a Vaday Doraisa could very well be, that in that is built into that, that in case we have another suffix of a prayer,
That's exactly the words. The time of the milsim, as we can derive it, mishum the ikar bedika ala safek nitkina. In other words, that the bedika, this chiyuv midrabanan of bedika, when you have bitul, then the chiyuv of bedika is drabanan. It was made ala safek nitkina. Maybe becholzo that the, in other words, that maybe the person didn't have proper kavana in his bitul. So ikar bedika ala safek nitkina. And then mishum hachi chada sfeika lo mifka ala. So they turned one suffix into a vada. And the question is, what about a second suffix? That's an open question. Would a second suffix now be a classic sfeik sfeika, or would a second suffix be considered to be a first suffix? Because the first suffix we turned into a vadai, and now we only have basically one suffix. That's what Tosas basically says over here. Nir l'ri l'riva, isa kari ha-mishpacha sh'nitma ba suffix chagal echad, o harbe suffix chagalim, l'hachi chashiv le, l'kamon sfeik sfeika, The kol echad mibnei hamishpacha safek im hu oto safek shenitarev bahem imulav. And we have a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua as to whether this sfeik sfeika will be mutter or as to whether this sfeik sfeika will be aser. That's a general question. That's a machlokes in the world of Demai, in the world of Kesem, in the world of Beis HaPras, in the world of Bedika. Do we have a concept of sfeik sfeika in all of these areas where Rabbanan started with the safek and then created a chalo shem on the group due to the safek? Is that a vaday or is that a suffix? Yes.
Where do we see that that's the case here? That it's not just a regular suffix seika, the same way Rashi introduces suffix seika. The suffix, everyone in the family is suffix achad, and then you're not sure if this actually is a halal or not. I mean, where do we see that Rabbanan made it into a suffix? And Gamliel himself is calling it suffix seika just because there's a reus of the Shema, so he's not going to be matir. But it seems like it's a regular suffix seika. There's no, I don't see why we're saying it's a vadai.
That's the nature over here of the Isa. That's what Tosis is saying. No, it's that Isa kori ha mishpacha shnitma. We have a chalos shem on the mishpacha shnitma ba safik chalos. That's the Isa is not a person. The Isa is the family. This family has a status of Isa.
They all have a safik chalos. Meaning everyone in the family is a safik.
Everyone in the family is
a safik. But it's not a vaday. Who says it's a vaday derabanan? Everyone has a status of a safik.
Everyone in the family, midrabanan, is called a safik chalos.
I'm saying that this idea that we're saying that that sometimes you have a regular suffix and then sometimes you have something which is a suffix which becomes a vade derabanan. Where do we see that this is a case of vade derabanan?
That's the concept over here of Isa.
What?
Isa kore hamishpacha shenit. We're giving a status to the whole mishpacha.
We're not giving Issa a status. We're saying everyone is a suffix. That's not. I'm saying, isn't that different than the cases where we was mentioning before, where we're saying something is a vadei derabanan versus a suffix? Or now we're saying every time you have a suffix derabanan, we're calling that a vadei?
No, the hefech. No, I'm saying that when sometimes rabbanan, you have different forms of yisurim derabanan. For rabbanan asserted writing with your left hand on Shabbos, it's not because of a suffix. They asserted writing with your left hand on Shabbos. They made a gzera. Sometimes Rabbanan went ahead because we had a suffix on a deraisa plane. Rabbanan went ahead and created a category drabbanan. That's what we have by Ketem. That's what you have by Tmai. That's what you have by Beit Apras. That's what you have by Bedika Skametz according to the Ravid. That's what you have over here by Isa.
But just the family is a suffix. I mean, I don't understand why we're saying the Rabbanan made it into a vaday.
They gave the family a status. They gave the family a status of suffix halal.
But that's much different than the Ravitz case. The Ravitz actually takes one of the sfeikos and makes it into a vaday. Here, the fact that the Rabbanim gave the Mishpacha Shem Isa didn't really affect that first suffix.
That's the question. Does it or doesn't it?
But you still have a suffix, whether that person is...
And Achinami, that's our question. When we have a suffix which is turned into Rabbanan, into a certain status, does that say that now Rabbanan are viewing that suffix as a vaday? As a vaday, in other words, that we have over here a vadaus called Isa. We have a family which is called Isa, and in this family we're going to view everyone as a suffix chalal. Correct.
Right. You still have this suffix is still completely intact, as opposed to the Ravitz case where you literally take one of this. If you talk about the two sfeikas, even though the whole mishpacha has the shem Isa, it didn't affect the fact that now you know that someone, one of the people from the family is that suffix. And even if this is the person, I still am not sure whether there was the gerushin or not. The sfeik is still totally intact, even after calling.
That's a machlokas Rav Gamliel and Rav Yoshua. Rav Yoshua says what you're saying. That's Rav Yoshua's shita, and Rav Gamliel disagrees. So what does Rav Gamliel disagree? So you could say Rav Gamliel disagrees, ma'ala asu b'yusim, nothing to do with etc. Or you could say, no, that the machlokas over here between Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel is a machlokas as to, in this category, b'chol ha'Torah kula. They would have a parallel machlokas by Ketem, they'd have a parallel machlokas by Beis HaPras, they'd have a parallel machlokas by Demai, namely that they would, in all the cases, they would have the machlokas that Rav Yeshua, Tosfos over here explaining Rav Yeshua Shita that it is mutar, it's a sfeik sfeika. Rav Gamliel would say, once already Rabbanan give it this status, we can't apply any longer the classic rule of sfeik sfeika. Because what did they do? They took a suffix and they created a status out of that suffix. So once they create a status out of a suffix, you can no longer use that to be mitzdarif to another suffix to be a sfeik sfeika.
Does anybody take on the Rabbanan on that? I mean, does anybody
What? Rabbi Chassin said it quoted it last night in Shir. But yeah, I mean that's the way Rabbi Chassin understood the Ravid. That's the way he understood the Ravid, that the Ravid over here was saying, but time of the Milsa, Shum the Iker Bidika Ala Safik Nitkana, Mishum Hachi, Chadasfeka Lo Mifka Allah, Kol Hecha the Iker Vaday Ayel, Bechada Besa, Umachakle Meches Kasa. That we don't view it as a suffix. We view it as a vaday kiyuv drabana.
Does anybody challenge that with riyas with timers?
The Ravid in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. It's a theory in the Ravid. The Ravid in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. This Rav Chassin didn't quote last night, but there is such a Ravid. In Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam paskins as follows: Hiniach tisha tziburim shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz uba achbar v'natal v'lo yadano im chametz im matzah natal v'nichnas levayis baduk sarach lutok shekol kavua kamechza al mechza dame. Says over here the Ravid v'lo mechavra hamilsa elo linyan bitul avlinyan bedika sveikad rabbananu. In other words, the right, there's a steer in the right. In other words, the Rambam over here is like the Ravid on the Rif. And the Magid Mishnah explains. Because of Hara'ah, that Tam, Afagav the Sveikad Rabbananhi, Kevan Shebedika Schameit Tchilosa al Hasafik, Hechmiru b'sveiko yoser mishar sveiko chol divreihem v'chein ikar. That's the Ravid svara. That's the Ravid svara in the Hasagos on the Rif. Of course, over here in the Ra'ah. Avagav the sveiko drabonan. Kevan de bedika schametz tchilasa al hasafek hechmiru b'sveiko yoter mishar sveiko chol divreihem. So that's, in other words, so the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah are like the Ravid in Sachim, and the Ravid on the Rambam says no. In other words, the Lomachavra Hamilse Elinyan Bitul. In other words, had there been no Bitul, he didn't with the Safek Doraisa, then we would understand it's Kavua. Avunyan Bedika, if you're ready, you had Bitul, and we don't know it's Bedika, Sveka Drabonanhi. So that's the Machokis over here as to whether we view the Safek as still existing or not. You know, so there's one day that once Rabbanan set up an Isur based on a Safek as Hechmiru b'sveiko yosem yishar sveikot, and then it's likely that you could not go b'sveika, or do we say no, that it still remains a Safek, and then when you have a Sveik sveika, we would apply the rules of Sveik sveika. So
it's a Mahala question. I'm not sure about Chumetz. I'm not sure Kesem is Isukarvus, but Chumetz is Isukarvus, and maybe you have to tread lightly to make it a derisive because you bring some of these to the Karvus off.
Maybe, but the rule is it doesn't say kevan shir we're talking about over here with an Easter karis. It says kevan the bedika schametz tchilasa al hasafek hechmiru b'sveika yosem yishar sveikos. That's very similar to the language of the Ravid. Time of the milsa shem the eker bedika hasafek nitkena umichum hachi chad sveika lo mitka ala. Yes.
A difference in terms of, in the case of, I think, two Akharim that go into two different separate houses with one of them has come into an actual method, and both of the houses were loaded. So at what he comes to the conclusion that the both owners don't have to recheck their house because of the fake cycle. So I thought that's more analogous to our case, really the case that because the six fakers are coming at the same time. Which may be the case also with the Ravid on Rambam, that with the nine mats of the one chametz and the Safek on Yachta where they are coming from. So the six figures are coming at the same time, which seems to be the case in by our Sifkin. Where the other case on the Ravid on the Rift, there is coming from separately. You know?
I agree with you, it can be mechalek a million different ways. All I wanted to point out is that the way that if we're learning Tosas in this manner, what we're doing is we're taking it out of the classic world of Sveik Sveika.
That's what I think mentioned there, the Sveik Sveika doesn't work because there's two women sitting in one pillar. So the kefan, so it definitely belongs to the women, so you can't go to the principal. Then you have them into the akharim, and your husband, then it's a whole family unit.
But why can't we just build a sfeik sfeika? Why can't you just build a classic sfeik sfeika? So kesem is a sfeik, and this, and you have a sfeik. Who has the kesem? So each of them removed him. It's a sfeik sfeika. So the answer is, once you have the kesem, then no longer we can't view another sfeik on that as a sfeik sfeika. So one, that's over here. Maybe once you have the concept of isa, you can now say that now we have a sfeik within another sfeik added onto the isa.
We only see the subject follow at the same time we see the subject, the whole response by the subject. We see the case in Pinsot from the diagonal grid, it's a separate entity. There's a thousand thing with two houses, that's coming at the same time. So that's why maybe the thousand distinguishes in both cases.
Maybe. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Could be. Okay. So let's summarize if we can. That we had over here three approaches to understanding the sugya. One approach is that we have to choose who is the machmir and who is the mekel. Israel, in other words, and we have a sugya and yugimel, a sugya and yudalud. They appear to be sosa one another, and that can go in two directions. Either you could say basically Rabbi Yoshua is the mekel. Generally he's mekel. Take this sugya as the ikar. Just that in Bari over there, he's machmir kasamala asa biyuchsin. Or we could say no, that Rabbi Gamliel is basically the mekel. Just in sveik sveika, he is machmir without any reason, any rhyme or reason. So, it's here. Here we have mala asa biyuchsin. Here we don't have mala asa. That's one way of viewing the sugya. That's the easy way out. Or we could say no, that there's no steer between the sugyas, but rather we have over here two different formulations of mala asa biyuchsin. If we view mala asa biyuchsin, then you turn a suffix into a vadai. That's Rabbi Yoshua's formulation. That applies to all sfeikot. Mashen can is fake sfeikot. If we say no, we're not saying that every suffix is a vadai. We're saying that when you have a latest suffix, a latest suffix remains on the table, then when you have a bari, you don't have a latest suffix. That would be Rabbi Yoshua's, that would be Rabbi Gamliel's formulation. And then each of them would be consistent. Each Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua each be consistent. That there's no steer at all between the sugyos. Simply different formulations of ma'al asu biyulsin. Pointed out that that second way of learning is assuming that we have over here a classic sveik sveika. According to Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elem, we have in our sugya a classic sveik sveika, and then that formulation works. According to the first pshat in Rashi, trace sveike over here means cheskas kashrus, nothing to do with sveik sveika. Then, you know, we're back to malo asu biyuchsin. Does malo asu biyuchsin override cheskas kashrus? Does it not override cheskas kashrus? In other words, it's very, very arbitrary. That's on one hand. If we move over to Tosfos, then we could have a totally different machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. It could be like we said, that maybe they will view Tosfos' case as simply another instance of a sfeik sfeika. Or we could put Tosfos' case in a broader category, like of the Ravitz formulation, the Ra'oz formulation, where Chazal saw a suffix on the table, turned the suffix into a vadei takana drabanan or a vadei chalal shem. And then we have a question as to whether we can now add another suffix onto that formulation, onto that haloshem, and say that's a sfeik sfeika, because you began originally with a suffix. So add another suffix, it's already a sfeik sfeika. Do we say, no, once Chazal created a formulation, once they created a haloshem, once they gave a halachic status, now it's one suffix, it's not a question of two sfeikot. That could be a general machloket, and when you formulate amanas isa, within that framework, it could be over here that that's a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, a machlokes in terms of the nature of this type of takonas chazal. And then it would have nothing to do with the world of Mala Asu B'yuchsin. It would have nothing to do with the previous sugya. Over here then would be a local machlokes in terms of whether we can or cannot build a sfeik sfeika in this particular situation. Okay, we'll stop over here. Next time we'll start from the Tanu Rabbanon Ezohi Amonas Isa, and how far will we get? Maybe to the Mishnah. Certainly not beyond the Mishnah. Maybe up to the Mishnah. Okay.